Okay. Now, God bless everybody. Sorry to chime in late. I wasn't sure I was going to chime in at all, but I was able to. But it's, I know I came in here late, so I caught half of Carl Morton's sharing and everyone else that shared. And it's just great to see how God is working in mighty ways with everyone and just how he just continues to just move. And I'm just really thankful that, he just continues just to build, you know, build me up and everything and whatever he had calls me to do for that to continue to be enacted. Then that's what I do. And, this week I had, talked face to face with some people that, you know, they're not like-minded with me. I mean, they're believers, they're born again believers that live here locally, but I do have, you know, face-to-face fellowship with them from time to time. And, but one thing I did find through this was that I had to like really remind myself about, who I really am, in Christ. The first time I was going through the scriptures about, first three chapters of Ephesians again, and just wow, this reminded in that way that, we have that earnest payment, with the Holy Spirit and everything, and we're, just all those promises seated in the heavenlies and all those things. And, it's really great that God has, continues to lead us in whatever we need to do. Really blessed, Ethel, about your brother Edmund. That's just great to hear, the continued, progress and God just working mightily in that situation. Of course, I know Lawrence had shared that we put together, got, our core flights together, which is really great. I know that, them as well as me, it's, I got to thinking about this. I was glad that we got that taken care of now because, the holidays are coming up and, you got family, you got New Year's, you got all these things. And then, trying to book flights and all that other stuff can be, just more stuff piled on. And I think the time factor is, it's, by that time after January 1st, now we're getting into, less than 2 months. And so I'm really blessed that all that got taken care of and just really blessed with, that God will provide for whomever really has a desire that wants to go, like he's done for me and Lawrence and everybody else that have been before that, we don't have to look at the mountain because we speak to the mountain. The things there that you may look at, the circumstances of, time off, things that have to be taken care of, the provisions, money and all that stuff. But very small thing for our Father because we're seated in the heavenlies. And, I'm really excited, for this trip. I get to go to, cause it's been a while. I get to go to two areas I've never been. In fact, as all of us that stay at the end, we're going to a new area that as far as I know, I don't think anybody has been there as far as from the West. So exciting times, and it's a beginning area where the work's just beginning. And, so that's exciting. I've seen this before in the past where we go in these new places and then you go back later and just see the great multiplication there. And I know that the faith and of the believers there that confessing for laborers and all that, that will also happen there. Also, just blessed also for, you know, the ongoing progress with my friend Franco, who, was, minister to on, that Saturday after Thanksgiving, and how God has just really, worked in him, and been God's put in my heart to call him every couple days or so, and just encourage him continually that God's there, and just, he doesn't matter, even though, he may be 88, but that doesn't make no difference. It's all a matter of, his desire, what he wants from God. And, and so he's been very, very, strong in, looking to him, and just, letting him know, you just stay focused on him, and don't, maybe you need to quit listening or watching certain things if they're not building your encouragement toward God, whatever you're doing. And so I'm really blessed, to see him and, him alive and doing well and having greater expectation, and, it's kind of like the circle of, people sharing different things, like Ethel's brother Edmund, and then, which encouraged me for ministering to Franco, and for just, and also what God's been doing for me for some recent health issues myself, as well as seeing others going to God, that God is there to continually just pour out. Oh man, it's that living water that we receive from heaven above through those words that God puts in our heart, and whatever he has us do, and just keep walking, receiving, and proclaiming it and speaking it forth. The giving out of the word is very, very a healing thing also. We know the principle of, Job. It says that he delivered him from him when he prayed for his friends. And, you can do pray or minister. Of course he was praying at that time, offering offering for them, to speak for them so nothing would happen. And then God delivered him out of his thing. So, and this is the thing, is that we just continually just walk with him, and we have no concern for ourselves because we know God's taking care of us. I mean, I just, that's what's so cool they're just great joy when I'm just walking and talking with Father, and then he's walking, he's walking with me and talking back to me, and then just connecting me with different people to speak forth, his word to different people, and just having expectation that the laborers that he's sending to continue to shed forth. And, also I'm really blessed, I don't know if Kim shared. I talked to her yesterday, but praise God, that Kim, God's fully restoring you and everything. I'm just, really blessed to, our God just energizes and everything, and you're, moving forward. And I just thank our Father for, just all his promises, and for that no matter who we are, we can all look to God. It doesn't matter, whether, if somebody's laying on the deathbed, or even have to raise them from the dead, that God's there. Because with God, all things are possible. And God has given us, that when we got born again, we received, that incorruptible seed by the Holy Spirit, and we just walk and all of the authority of heaven we've received through Christ Jesus. That everything, you know, because we're seated in the heavenly, that everything's perfect in heaven. Because everything's imperfect in heaven, and we've received God's word, we can speak forth that to this earth and to whatever situation that comes up and just be more than triumphant in any situation. So, love you guys. Love what's been shared so far. And, I'm just really thankful that I was able to chime in, even though it was a little later, I'm sure I'll probably go back and maybe review some of the other stuff afterwards. So y'all are all just God's great, wonderful masterpieces, just jewels to God. And just, we just continually just know that and think that we will always be, victorious and don't, you know, not fall into this crappy world system of gloom and doom, nothing, you know, the circumstances of this world, because we don't have to put up with it at all. So thank you all, and God bless you. And that's all I got to share.